At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello and welcome to Why This Movie, a podcast about our favorite movies and why we love them so much. My name is Christopher Allen Maloney. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to a few of our listeners who have left new reviews. Specifically, thank you to SoHappy123 and also Angela for the very kind words they left behind. If you are enjoying this podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, leave a few words about why you're enjoying it. It really helps to get a small podcast like this one out in front of more people, and we greatly appreciate it. Also, make sure you're subscribed. That way you see every time we have a new episode dropping, which is every 2 weeks now, and you can stay up to date with all the new stuff that we do. You know, I look out the window, and I can see that the gods of spring are out. But here, inside the Why This Movie studio, it feels like Christmas. This is thanks to my guest, Tiffany, and the movie she's chosen for our discussion. Tiffany has been a close family friend for quite some time, and comes to us today from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. How you doing? You look well.
I'm good. I'm happy. Yeah. How are you?
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Were you blonde the last time I saw you?
Yes. Don't think.
Were you?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, I've been blonde since like 2019, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to just jump into it?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So, Tiffany, thank you for doing this.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
What movie are we going to talk about?
Okay, so I know it's May and I'm a little bit insane and I chose Elf because that is like the movie that I watch the most frequently, I guess. And it was the second movie that popped into my head, but definitely the one that I could talk about the most.
In the holiday season of 2003, Elf, starring Will Ferrell, was released nationwide. It tells the story of Buddy the Elf, an orphan from New York City who grows up in the North Pole, believing that he's one of Santa's elves. When he is told the truth about his origins, he decides to leave the North Pole to find his birth father.
Hi.
Your costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf.
Oh.
Well, technically I'm human, but I was raised by elves.
New Line Cinema presents the story of one elf who's coming home for Christmas.
Can't wait to see my dad. We're gonna go ice skating and eat sugar plums. Sorry!
Now.
I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Dad!
We should call security.
Good idea.
I like to whisper too.
Buddy's experiencing a world he never knew existed.
Buddy's your son.
What am I gonna do?
He's certifiably insane.
Discovering what it takes to fit in. And going where no elf has gone before.
What he needs is to be nurtured. Bring him home. Introduce him to Emily and Michael.
How long do you think you'll be with us?
I was thinking, like, forever.
He cannot stay here.
We can't just throw him out in the snow.
He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
We can take him.
Where did you say you were from?
This holiday season.
I think you're beautiful and my tongue swells up when I am around you.
Get ready.
I plan out our whole day. I thought maybe we could make gingerbread houses and maybe even hold hands.
For a tall tale.
How are we gonna get the star on top?
Of elfish proportions.
I got it.
Will Ferrell.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
I know him. I know him.
Elf.
Do you remember me?
I do, I didn't recognize you.
I know, I'm in work clothes.
I didn't know you had elves here.
You're hilarious, my friend.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Hey, you're feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf. Look at you! Ow! Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Put that down.
Will Ferrell was already known at this point for his roles in movies like Zoolander and Old School, as well as his 7 seasons as a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, baby, just say it.
I'm standing here staring at rock legend Bruce Dickinson.
I'm a cock and a walk, baby.
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say it, baby.
And Bobby, you are right. I am being selfish. But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
But I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Elf represented something different for Will Ferrell. It was wholesome while remaining funny, and allowed for a wider audience that he hadn't been trusted with up to this point. His character is enthusiastic and positive all the time, and has a genuine sweetness and innocence that children and adults alike responded to. In this scene, he plays opposite James Caan as his biological father.
Dad? Dad? Dad?
What?
I can't go to sleep. Unless I get tucked in.
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
I am not gonna tuck you in.
I promise I'll go right to sleep.
Fine.
Tickle fight! Tickle fight! Tickle fight! Tickle fight!
What sets this movie apart is the pedigree of the people involved. It was directed by Jon Favreau, who had been part of the breakout indie movie Swingers. It should be noted, though, that up to this point he had only directed one other feature. He would go on to direct the Iron Man movies, as well as the live-action adaptations of The Jungle Book and The Lion King. Appearing in the cast are television veterans Ed Asner as Santa Claus and Bob Newhart as Papa Elf, the one who adopted Buddy when he arrived at the North Pole as a baby, and who narrates the movie.
No human being has ever set foot in Santa's workshop. That is until about 30 years ago, and as you may have guessed, that's where our story begins.
Elf has become a holiday classic. Though the pressure has been significant, Will Ferrell refuses to return to his role as Buddy. Also, Ed Asner, James Caan, and Bob Newhart are all dead. What makes Elf seem timeless is its embrace of older Christmas movies. The look of the film, especially the North Pole and all the elves' costumes, is very obviously inspired by Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which has been airing on television every year since 1964. It also references Miracle on 34th Street and features a cameo from Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie in 1983's A Christmas Story, one of my favorite holiday movies. So do you watch it at times other than Christmas?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
We do watch it a lot at Christmas time. We usually watch it like at least once a week, me and the kids, or the kids and I. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes we'll watch it, you know, just any time of the year.
See, that would... Okay. Explain to me how that works, because if I watched Elf now, it would really screw up my circadian rhythms.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I guess, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I guess I've just always been like that. Even when I was a kid, I would just, because, you know, when you had, you didn't have options. Well, at least I didn't when I was younger.
Right.
You just watched whatever, you know, Channel 5 was showing before we got cable. And then even with cable, you know, the channels were pretty basic at first. Mm-hmm. And so you just had to watch whatever was on air. And if they were showing Christmas movies in March or July, that's what you watched. So
those, you're telling me those sick bastards, those sick Cincinnati broadcasters were playing Christmas movies in March?
I mean, I
maybe
think so.
Okay.
Yeah, potentially. Or maybe we just watched them on DVD. I don't remember. Or VHS, sorry.
Yeah.
DVD. But yeah, I think, I feel like, yeah, I watch Christmas movies or, you know, holiday-themed movies at different times of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I know different people who can do this. Maybe that shows how flexible your sense of grounding is. That it won't throw you off if you watch a Christmas movie in the spring. For me, it does.
Yeah.
Maybe I have like a more fragile equilibrium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I think that what I'm trying to say is I think that means there's like a mental dexterity and strength that you probably have that you can take on a Christmas classic anytime.
That's a pretty interesting take. I like it.
Do you remember seeing it for the first time? This, I know it was over 20 years ago.
So I didn't see it when it first came out. I don't remember, like, I remember watching it for the first time, but I don't remember exactly when it was. I want to say maybe like 2010-ish, maybe 12-ish. I feel like I had already had Jocelyn, who was born in 11. So, yeah, so maybe even like 12 or 13.
Oh, okay. So you saw it kind of later after
yes.
It came out. So how did it like come on your radar?
I honestly don't remember. I think it was maybe on Netflix or I don't know if Netflix was even streaming yet then very much. It might have been a Netflix DVD that we could order.
So when you did see it later on, right away, did you start watching it every Christmas or was that a gradual thing too?
Yes, I think we even right away started watching it multiple times that Christmas season.
So other than watching Elf, how different is Christmas or that time of year to you now as opposed to when you were growing up?
I enjoy the holidays more now as an adult. I grew up really religious in a Baptist household, so Christmas, we would read the story of Jesus's birth out of the Bible. My parents started a tradition later with grandkids where they would act out the play, a little play of the nativity scene. And we would sing, you know, Christmas songs, but centered around Jesus's birth and instead of like secular music, you know.
Yeah.
So
are you saying you don't act out the nativity anymore?
No, unfortunately. My kids were really disappointed when my mom stopped doing that. We would always do Christmas on Christmas Eve. So I guess that is one tradition. We do Christmas Eve so that Christmas Day, we don't do anything. Like Christmas Day is just our day for downtime, just to relax.
We grew up like doing our major gift exchange on Christmas Eve also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it seemed like we were the only household that did that. I didn't like it because like it kept getting earlier and earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So by like Christmas Eve at like 2 p.m. when it was still light out, Christmas was over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was really kind of sad and depressing to me because
yeah.
Christmas ends so abruptly anyways. And like every time we watched a movie or a show that took place at Christmas time, Christmas morning, the kids would like run down the stairs and have like a really nice thing around the Christmas tree. But for us, by Christmas morning, it was over.
Yeah.
So that's something actually that I like that ended with me.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. That generational trauma ended with me. We're not doing Christmas on Christmas Eve anymore. It still bugs me now. I have to, I think I have some Christmas demons that maybe need to be exercised.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Christmas is a really kind of complicated time of year for a lot of people.
Yes, I get that.
No two families are the same. No two households are the same. So what might be like a very lighthearted and wholesome time of year for someone can be like really kind of a minefield for someone else.
Yes, I completely feel that for you. There are many, many years I did not enjoy the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Even as a kid and as an adult. But and now I could take it or leave it, honestly. But it does make me happy that my kids are happy.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
No, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. We all just have different talents, that's all.
Seems like everyone else has the same talents except for me.
You have lots of talents. Special talents, in fact. Like, special talents?
You changed batteries in the smoke detector?
Sure did. Triple A's. And in 6 months, you'll have to check them again. Won't he?
And you're the only baritone in the elf choir. You bring us down a whole octave.
In a good way.
See, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. You're just special.
Did you know that at one point Chris Farley was going to be Buddy?
I think I did hear that. Because I think it took a while for Will Ferrell to accept that part, right? Or they didn't know who was going to play it. I think the movie their scripts kind of sat on the shelf for a while.
So we've got Elf and we've got Shrek, both of which originally were supposed to star Chris Farley.
That's wild. Makes sense. So I can see how Will Ferrell could step into a role that Chris Farley was going to play, just with their comedic styles. They're both brilliant.
I think Will Ferrell is very funny, obviously, but he scares the hell out of me.
Really?
Will Ferrell scares me because when he plays, like on SNL especially, he would occasionally play a character that got very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got angry, it seemed too real. Like his eyes get so dead and so beady that for a brief moment, it really like something visceral.
Yeah.
I have like a reaction where
the nervous system can feel it.
Yeah. Like this guy really, really seems angry and unpredictable. Yeah.
Why are you interrupting me?
Well, I just thought that you...
You thought? You do not interrupt me when I am busy. Do you understand me? I do not want you to pull this amateur bullcrap, all right? I am a professional. Do you hear me? Do you understand me?
Yes, Mr. Charkanian.
So you should probably go to personnel and get started on your paperwork.
What was that about?
I'm sorry you had to see that. She can be a real bitch.
So do you know about where the story of Elf came from?
I feel like I do, and I don't remember right now.
So the screenwriter, David Barenboim, he's Jewish, but his family grew up celebrating Christmas regardless. And then his father passed away when he was 8. And so it was his love of Christmas plus missing his father, combining those two things that made the story of Elf.
Okay, I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So yeah, so there's like, even though Elf is like funny and silly and for kids, there's also like a depth to it there.
Right.
Little Buddy Diapers.
His name is Buddy. He must have snuck into your sack at the orphanage. What do we do?
So, Santa had a decision to make. Fortunately, when it comes to babies, Santa's a pushover. So Buddy stayed with an older elf who had always wanted a child, but had been so committed to building toys, he had forgotten to settle down. Santa! Yes, I raised Buddy. I was his adopted father.
There's like a tension, I guess, between Buddy's adopted father and his birth father, Papa Elf and Walter Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
I'm gonna need some time to think about that. The tension between the two.
Right. I mean,
that's something I've not thought about.
Take your time.
Okay.
When you mentioned that you wanted to talk about Elf, I did think about, for you specifically, I wondered if there was any like significance about Buddy being kind of between like his adopted father, Papa Elf, and then like this birth father that he wants to go find.
I feel like I kind of lived that story, mm-hmm. you know, with my stepdad adopting me. With my situation, I have an adoptive father who my mom married when I was 7, and he actually literally adopted my little sister and me, and changed our name and everything. And I also have my birth father who left when I was 5, and I never saw him again or heard from him again until a few years ago when I decided to write him a letter and reach out. So I understand that dynamic there. I can see how it would be really hard for Papa Elf to let Buddy go, find his real father. That was not really something I was ever interested in doing, but my younger sister did. And it was a very emotional time because my dad, you know, I had to see, and my dad, with him knowing that my sister was interested in finding her birth father, that, you know, that he just had so much love for her and trusted that she would come back because she knew, not come back because, you know, she was an adult, but, you know, he knew that he had to be able to trust that his love would bring her back, and it did. Definitely it takes a strong kind of love for Papa Elf to let Buddy go find his real father and trust that, you know, Buddy will still return that love and come back to him too.
Are you glad I asked you that?
Yeah, I'm going to cry now, but yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, see, no, I like that. I appreciate that you even thought about that.
Now, as a parent, as a grandparent, and just individually, what does the holiday season mean to you?
It means family, of course. That's a cliche answer, but just presence and togetherness, not just family, but actually being present with those people. It means laughs because, you know, Elf is our favorite movie to watch at the holiday time. And that's because laughing is like one of my favorite things to do. I love laughing with the people that I love. So that's why we watch Elf. Loving to laugh is part of me finding my inner child joy. And I think we're drawn to movies that bring out those parts of us, but also maybe there's some underlying things. Like, I had never associated Elf with that situation with my adopted father before, but I'll just call him my father because that's who he is. So I had never associated that with my father, but I think that is probably subconsciously something I never thought about and something that made me appreciate the movie. I just try to enjoy everything and just be so much in gratitude for what time I do have with my family and the little things, and not make it about the big presents or the big show of Christmas. Presence and gratitude, I would say.
Staying present and gratitude. That's how to be like Buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Why This Movie. If you have a movie that you love that you'd like to talk about, email me at christopherallenmaloney@gmail.com, and you may be featured on an upcoming show. Please remember to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. and hit the subscribe button so you always know when we have a new episode released.